For families that include a member who has a disability, there can be additional complexity in how they manage their finances. That includes during their lives and after their lives have ended, too. Quite often, a child with a disability will need care and support long after the parents are no longer living. One way to ensure that that happens is to create a trust. A Henson Trust is specifically designed to support those with disabilities. Joining me now from Stouffville, Ontario, is Graham Treby. He is a principal at Bright Futures Ability Network. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
I have a friend with a kid with a disability, and she said to me, "I can never die. Because I am the one, This is a big concern for families and a feeling you must understand. Tell us about Jenny and tell us how you came to be focused on this area.
Sure, I'd be pleased to. Jenny is my youngest daughter, and she's a young lady with multiple disabilities, including developmental delay, seizure disorder, cerebral palsy, just a whole lot of goodies put into one little package. And back in 1990, my wife and I realized that there is a slight chance that we won't die. I mean, I'm planning on living forever, but...
Good. I think that's a good plan.
I think it is, and so far, so good.
Yeah.
But just in case, we thought we had better do some planning for our daughter. And we found very, very quickly that there are very few people that could help us. There was a huge number of questions and very few answers, and nobody really knew the answer. So ultimately, my wife and I did the research ourselves, and it just made a lot of sense for me to give up my accounting career and to focus on sharing the information that we found about how to provide for our daughter with other families. So I've been doing that since 1993 on a full-time basis, and I've been helping literally hundreds of families put together plans to provide for their sons and daughters with disabilities.
What are some examples of how financial planning is different for families with a member living with a disability?
Well, and part of your introduction was very, very precise on that. One issue is that typical planning for people, typical families plan for their own future, for maybe their retirement, and maybe leaving a little bit of money to their children after they're gone. But when you're dealing with a child or a family member with a disability, you have to plan for maybe 40 or 50 years beyond your death. So it's a very different set of criteria and timelines that you're looking at. And you also have to deal with the Ontario government. In Ontario, we have to deal with the Ontario government's program called the ODSP, and that's the Ontario Disability Support Program. It has a very cumbersome set of rules, regulations, and restrictions on assets and income that a person with a disability can have and still retain support from the Ontario government.
One of the ideas, one of the potential vehicles that a family could set up is something called a Henson Trust. How does that work?
Well, a Henson Trust is it's a trust agreement that you typically set up in your will, you as a parent of a person with a disability. And the beauty of that particular thing is that you set the wording up in your will, and when you die, money gets deposited into the trust for the benefit of your son or daughter with a disability. And as long as that person's alive, money has to be used for their benefit at the total discretion of the trustees, the people you leave behind to manage the money. And this went through a court case. The typical nickname is the Henson Trust, the Henson court case. And ultimately, in September of 1989, the courts determined that the person with a disability has absolutely no control over the spending of the money held in the trust. And as such, the court determined that it's not an asset of the person with a disability for ODSP purposes. Hmm. And what that all means is that the person can have unlimited amounts of money in the trust and can still retain their entitlement to the ODSP program.
How onerous is it to set this sort of thing up?
It's really not terribly difficult if you know what you're doing. Without that, of course, it's very difficult. But if you go to a lawyer who understands and knows the ins and outs of the Henson Trust, it's really quite a simple task. The difficulty becomes ultimately when you're gone and the trustees now have to learn how to manage the money within the guidelines of the Trustee Act and also within the guidelines of the ODSP regulations.
You mentioned that this could be a scenario for the child that is decades long, and you know, a trustee may not live for decades. How do the parents who are setting this up ensure that not just the trust structure, but that the trustees will be able to carry out their duties for what could be a very long period of time.
And you're right. It could be hopefully a very long period of time. Mm-hmm. Essentially, one of the ways is to do some succession planning right within the trust document or within the will, where you appoint a primary trustee and then successor trustees. People can also give the trustees that they appoint the ability to appoint their replacements. So there's a number of techniques. We wouldn't look at appointing grandma and grandpa as trustees. Mm. We'd pick the siblings, someone of similar age to the person with a disability. And that makes it a little more viable in the long term as well.
Some of our listeners will hear the word trust and think, I'm not a multimillionaire. There is no way I would have enough money to have a trust fund. Who is mm-hmm. this best for? And do income levels and asset levels matter?
Income and, well, particularly asset levels, the amounts going into the trust certainly do matter. There's not really a point of setting up a trust for $10,000 or something as small as that. But on the other hand, many families are using life insurance to magnify the value of their estate to leave into the trust. So that's a way of turning very small monthly deposits into pretty substantial payouts when the parents die.
How do they go about doing that? Do you mean a permanent life insurance plan or a term life on the parent's life?
A permanent plan is important because certainly with a term plan, they're designed by insurance companies to end. First of all, they're designed to go up in price to become unaffordable, mm-hmm. but also they expire, usually expire at age 65, 70, whatever the age is. So you want to make sure that you have a policy that's in place that, number one, doesn't go up in price, so it's unaffordable. And more importantly, you want to make sure you have a policy that's not going to expire before you do. So permanent plans are the best route to go.
The other plan out there that certainly many people still need to learn about is the mm-hmm. Registered Disability Savings Plan. How does that connect to the Henson Trust? Are they distinct? Do they need to operate in tandem?
Well, a Henson Trust can actually feed the RDSP, and the RDSP is the Registered Disability Savings Plan. It's designed to be a long-term savings plan for people with disabilities. The beauty of that particular program is that when we put money into it, the government matches it with significant grants and bonds. In fact, the federal government will put up to $90,000 of grants and bonds into the plan for us. So it's pretty decent. And then when money is in the plan, it doesn't count against the ODSP, nor do any withdrawals from the plan count as income against ODSP. So it's a way, it actually looks very much like a pension, and where you contribute ahead of time and the government contributes, and finally you withdraw money from the plan.
Really helpful stuff. I wish we had more time, mm-hmm. Graham. I appreciate you giving some of yours today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Enjoy it.
Graham Treby is a principal at Bright Futures Ability Network. You can find them online, Bright Futures Ability Network. But for our listeners who are connected in some way, even tangentially, to a family with a member who has a disability, please point them to this interview or to Bright Futures Ability, because not nearly enough people know about the RDSP and the Henson Trust, and that information can go a long way.